अमित
No, very impressed. Like I said, I think it was the first press conference before the start of the series that the bowlers have been, really brilliant in the way they have gone about. It was not easy because they bowled about close to 240 overs in Rajkot, and then within 3 days, they had to bowl in that test match, in the last test match, the bowlers bowled almost 200 overs. So never easy when you have to, go in there back to back, although if you have five bowlers, but still, the effort and the way they responded and the way they went about being very relentless in their pursuit to go out there and win was very evident, and really pleased with the way we were able to win the test match in Vizag.
Indore.
Hi, this is Indore Basu from Times of India. The British media has accused, alleged Virat Kohli of ball tampering. What is the stand of the Indian team management? Because we saw South African team management behind Sav Du Plessis.
First of all, I don't want to react to any report that is in a media. As far as I'm concerned, the umpires nor the match referee never ever came to us talking about it. even for someone like Faf du Plessis, South Africa has played exceptional cricket to beat Australia 2-0. And, to be told that, this ball tampering or whatever, I think it's very silly. It's making a mountain out of a molehill, and something that we would like to certainly not give too much wind about or too much wind to the story. As far as I am concerned, there's nothing that to worry about, nor people can allege. They can write what they want in the media. As far as we are concerned, there's absolutely nothing that any of our players were a part of.
Sydney.
In terms of coming into this first match and a very crucial innings in the first innings and then bowling very well and gaining stroke, just tell us how impressed are you with the performance of Jayanthi?
No, very impressed. The interactions that I've had, he comes across as a very balanced individual. Probably he had a dream debut. If you look at his batting, he contributed with the bat, he contributed with the ball, and also had a brilliant fielding effort in the first inning. So overall, you can't ask for more, and the team goes on and wins the game as well. So that's something which you can't ask for. But as a youngster coming into this team, he showed a lot of character, he showed a lot of maturity. Although he was playing his first match, he showed a lot of maturity in the way he handled batting with the lower order and even in the second innings batting with Shami and getting those 30-40 runs right at the end showed a lot of maturity, and the way he bowled was very impressive, and it really augurs well for Indian cricket that someone who's just come into the team has really shown that kind of a approach.
Kaushik.
Mohali has the reputation of being the most pacer-friendly, to offer the most pacer-friendly conditions. How have you seen things changed over the years here?
No, I think it has certainly gone a lot slower to what probably it used to be in the 90s. But having said that, I'm someone who certainly not give too much importance to the conditions. We need to play good cricket. I certainly believe that we played really good cricket both in Rajkot and in Vizag, and that's why we are 1-0 ahead in the series, and we'll have to do that again, repeat that again in Mohali no matter what the conditions are. Like I said, over the years I think it has certainly gone slightly slower and not necessarily the way it used to be in the early 90s.
Kushan.
As a coach, what leads to the difference between a Parthiv or a Dinesh Karthik? Both have same kind of experience, very handy with the bat, a lot of experience. And there is a young guy, Rishabh Pant, who has been talked about with 74 runs in this Ranji Cup. So what led to Parthiv's selection above?
No, I think, you know, it's unfortunate that Saha is missing out in this test match. He had a strain on the final day of the test match, and we wanted to. He was obviously in the starting lineup for this, but the scans yesterday showed that there was a little bit of a tendonitis there. So that's why it was better that we gave him a break from this test match. And Parthiv, you know, has been really consistent, both in his keeping as well as batting, and that's why you know, Parthiv was chosen. Yes, Rishabh has certainly shown the exuberance and what a youth, you know, young cricketer can bring in. He's shown a lot of his batting skills. He's shown he's obviously got a lot of runs this season in the domestic circuit. But you know, Parthiv was chosen for his keeping skills as well, keeping and his experience. Regarding Dinesh, at the moment, I don't think Dinesh is keeping wickets for Tamil Nadu. So that's something which probably, I'm not sure why that is the case. But at the moment, from what I gather, he's not been keeping wickets for Tamil Nadu.
I would request still photographers not to use flash while the press conference is on, especially when he's addressing the media, sir. Please don't use flashes. Next question, Subhash, please.
Subhash from Tribune. Anil, Ashwin is batting regularly at number 6. And obviously he's doing a great job there. But are there any concerns that it may increase his workload and maybe at some point it may be distraction to his work?
I think he's done an exceptional job, you know, starting from West Indies when he started to bat at 6. When Rohit played and we played only 4 bowlers and 6 batters against New Zealand, he batted at number 7. And here we felt that, you know, we need that 5th bowler to pick up 20 wickets. And that's why, you know, he's consistently batting at number 6. Workloads are something that you keep talking about. But I think, you know, if you ask Ashwin, he's certainly enjoying the role of batting at number 6 and also, you know, being the lead spinner for the team. So as far as he's concerned, I'm sure he's enjoying batting at number 6 and doing what he's, you know, he's good at, both with the bat and with the ball.
Question for you, please.
And then, as the coach of the opposition team, what goes in your head when you see somebody like Hamid batting all those overs against the spinners, somebody who's not experienced in these conditions? Does it kind of frustrate you? What is the message that you tell your bowlers?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, he's a for a debutant in this series, he's done really well for a 19-year-old. But, you know, on a wicket like that, the reason that, you know, we probably got out playing shots in the second innings was because we needed more overs to bowl at England. And that was one of the reasons we wanted to get to 200 as quickly as possible and try and bowl at the English batsman. And their approach, you know, when we realized that they were not going for the runs and they were only looking to survive, I think as a bowling unit it becomes a lot easier as a bowling unit, but then the time to take 10 wickets may become slightly longer. That was the only difference. I don't think there was any frustration. There was always belief and there was definitely, you know, the ability of our bowling attack. We knew exactly, watching from outside, although, you know, the first 60 overs, the first 50 overs, we didn't get a wicket, and the next 50 overs, we got all 10. So it was just a matter of time when you play like that, and when with the, like I mentioned, you know, our attack was pretty relentless from everyone, without an exception.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.